This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Random Travel Tips, Part 9, Price Alerts and Flying Deals. We joked the entire weekend while I was in Canada about Thomas Cook, the 100-plus years travel agency and tour airline going under. Not because we didn't feel for the tens of thousands of passengers and disappointed British vacationers, and certainly not because we didn't envy the fact that the British government was footing the bill to bring many of them home, which would have absolutely never happened to Americans and even Canadians in the same situation. No, our lame bit of humor focused on the fact that in Canada we depended on the Cook Airlines for our travel as well, meaning Peggy Cook, mastermind at finding and securing the best deals on our flights in and out of the North. Peggy is a genius at the two-ticket deal and the airline double deal. Where airlines always want you to believe that you will do better round-tripping with them, Peggy invariably finds that not to be the case when working the difficult airline market in Canada, dominated by national interest with Air Canada controlling many of the routes. This time I'd flown up on Delta via New York's LaGuardia and back on American. The return route ended up soul-crunching because of what the American Airlines company called a plane diversion to Pittsburgh. In an additional horrid customer service handling, they froze all of us at the faraway gate while they supposedly were rebooking people to call them up, but then announced exactly at 3:59 when the plane was scheduled to depart that everyone had to move to the customer service counter where more than 70 people lined up and down the concourse where one agent was working. For my part, fifth in line, I became the number one standby for a booked flight at 5:59 to Miami with a connection from there to New Orleans, putting me home past midnight and ecstatic not to be stranded. The moral here is less about Peggy Cook Airlines than how airlines routinely leave you stuck like Chuck, and that is part of the travel tip. One of the downsides of bargain shopping for airfares is a high tolerance for being stuck in modern airports, which are essentially high-priced shopping malls with specialized plane parking. Recently booking the best I could find to Tunisia for several travelers meant one would get to visit Istanbul for more than 12 hours, another would have the same experience in Malta, and another would enjoy the pleasures of Frankfurt for 8 hours. My children gave me a subscription to Scott's Cheap Flights, which gives me a steady stream of multiple daily alerts every time their algorithms find something on any of the airplane routes where I have indicated a preference. Scott's is free, though there's a premium, which provides some special fares and other benefits. I've forwarded recommendations that were useful in getting our head organizer from the UK over to New Orleans and tempting our French head organizer in the same way. Personally, I find it valuable, though careful reading indicates a traveler also has to be ready for some extensive airport experience on some routes. One treat is that Scott's is so wide-ranging that it tempts you with amazing fares to places like Madagascar that might not have otherwise occurred. Scott's is teaching me that if I'm willing to be flexible, I can do much better flying to Nairobi at half the price, and I've warned my colleagues that I could be there any minute since I'm on the alert. Some of the other alerts, like Matt's, take you to travel agencies, which are suspect in my mind, but Scott's links you to Google Flights, giving you an option to go directly to the airline's website for the deal where you can have more confidence. Furthermore, that brings to mind an additional tip. You'll notice when you use Expedia or Kayak or any of those services, you invariably do better taking a first look at their price and then going on the airline's own website to compare the price and finding it better than the aggregator offered. You may have to scroll down a bit, but there's frequently a reward. You do have to be careful when you find alerts only pricing half of the ticket, since that may not be a deal. Bag fees are also self and separate, though with Scott, they tell you that fact along with the price on the front end. If you're going to take full advantage of cheaper flying deals, you need to stay away from checked bags regardless. It's worth the money to look at clothes you can launder while you shower, but that's a travel tip for another time and perhaps not everyone's cup of tea. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.